Dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Mumy, M-O-O-M-E-Y, December 2755. Address as a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 5831914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mary, chronic kidney disease, probably cardiorenal syndrome, last visit in October. I saw her in the hospital back in February. She was admitted with respiratory distress, hypoxemia. There was acute and chronic renal failure. Nausea, vomiting, pre-renal ATN, received IV contrast, CT scan, no pulmonary emboli, appropriately diuresis, azotemia improved. Stable dyspnea, oxygenation at rest more than 90%, on activity 87-88, is not using any oxygen. She's trying to do low sodium, weight, appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, has chronic incontinence, edema improved, no ulcers, no discolor of the toes or gangrene, chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic changes on her voice is stable, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, no present orthopnea, PND, she has never smoked. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice recently added prednisone and muscle relaxant for back pain, remains on losartan, metoprolol, presently no diuretics. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 200, blood pressure by nurse 114-82, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear distant, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral, worse on the right compared to the left, which apparently is chronic. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are when she was in the hospital back in February. Creatinine peak to 2.14, presently down to 1.13, which is one of her best numbers, representing a GFR of 53. Low sodium 136, potassium at 5.1, bicarbonate upper normal, normal calcium. Previously anemia around 11.6. She does have low protein and albumin with normal liver function tests. Right kidney is atrophic on abdominal ultrasound without evidence of obstruction. The most recent echo, February, ejection fraction of 30%, enlargement of atria, right ventricle decreased systolic function. There were a number of valve abnormalities, including tricuspid, severe mitral regurgitation, severe pulmonary hypertension, and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of CHF decompensation, presently back to baseline or improve, no indication for dialysis, continuous salt fluid restriction present in no diuretic. Next number, cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction and multiple valve abnormalities as indicated above. Next number, pacemaker defibrillator. Next number, severe pulmonary hypertension. Next number, right ventricular low ejection fraction. Next number, minor elevated potassium and metabolic alkalosis. Discuss about the importance of diet. Next number, relatively low sodium from CHF and renal failure. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. No indication for EPO. Next paragraph, prior phosphorus NAF elevated. Next paragraph, comments. We do dialysis for a person's GFR less than 15 with severe symptoms of uremia or uncontrolled volume overload, which is not the case. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months or early as needed.